for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
As we go down into the Geelong rooms, Jason Doherty is waiting for us. See you, Wendy. Thanks for your call. Jace, who have you got?
Yes, the one and only. We can only get the match winner. That's the way it is. That's the way we roll here at K-Rock. Great to have Jack Henry on K-Rock Football. What a way to come back into the team.
Oh, mate, it was a great game to be a part of. We always sort of knew that they were going to come out and it was going to be a tough game, and which it was. And it was a great game for Jez as well, so got over line for him.
Real finals-like atmosphere, wasn't it? At the ebb and flow, both for the first half and also then just at the end. It was just like, it was on. The intensity was there.
Yeah, it was definitely finals-like. I think we had about 60,000 in the house as well, so that helped the atmosphere. So, yeah, if that's not going to get you ready for the end of the year, I don't know what will, to be honest. So it was great.
Jackie Boy, Kingy, Benny Cass and Nealty up in the K-Rock box. Well done, mate. I know you spoke to Nathan Templeton on the ground about the kick, but for those who might have been headed for the exits and only jumping in their car now and turning on K-Rock, can you just talk us through it? Talk us through the mark, firstly, which was outstanding, but talk us through the mindset kicking for goal when you're usually a defender.
I've probably had a pretty good look for the run and jump at it. So, yeah, you got to kind of go for it. And very instinctive, that part of it. And the other part wasn't as instinctive. So, pretty much tried to hit the foot and got it through. So, yeah, I'll take it.
Were you always playing forward? It was only when Gary Rowan came out of the team late that there was an adjustment made and that you found out you were going to spend most of your time in the front 50.
Yeah, I found out when Gary didn't quite get up. So, it happened a few times last year where I had to swing forward for a half or so. So, I wasn't too worried and try not to overthink it. So, yeah, a bit of fun and, yeah, great game again. So,
the Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, speaking with the match winner, Jack Henry. Here's Benny Cass.
Jack, you've had a really injury-interrupted season to date. Today was like an absolute pressure cooker. It was like a finals game. How did you find it fitness-wise? I know you're a pretty good athlete, but were you struggling late?
I copped a pretty big corky early, so I was sort of hobbling a little bit. So the foot itself, which was what I had injured, was actually fine. It was probably the last thing I was thinking of. So after half time, you're always a little bit stiff. So I just tried to run out the second half and have a crack. And yeah, and I think when the intensity does lift, you kind of got to get up and going, and you don't think too much about how your body's feeling. So I got through and I feel pretty good.
Yeah, look, you're absolutely fantastic to kick a couple of snags in a close game.
We just sort of keep grinding away. We'll probably never give up as well. So, it's a tough one because I almost didn't even realise we hit the front. I think it was Tice who kicked that goal. We can kick them pretty quick. And, you try and just keep grinding out the game.
Jack, Nealty here. Well done, mate. Really, really good game by your team, and the way you finished it was, you know, fantastic. Hey, mate, can you tell us what it's like in that last quarter? We've had a couple of callers call in and say, well, you know, Nan Curvis was plonked in the middle of you four marking forwards, and he just seemed to have he was the magnet. The ball was coming to him. Can you talk us through what the communication was between yourself and the other forwards when that was going on?
It is a tough one. Communication, it is very loud, and ideally we want to stop that. But even me personally, I was trying to get in a spot where I knew I could try and impact him. But having players like Dylan Grimes up your backside and pushing you out and under, like he has very good defensive craft. So personally, that's probably why I didn't get to spoil the big nank. But we do just want to keep trying to compete. And it is hard sometimes, but some of the kicks probably weren't to the specific spot we would have liked, but, you know, that's just a bit of footy, and, yeah, it's a tough one.
Jack, we really appreciate your time. Know that probably a lot of people want to talk to you and get a sense of how you're feeling right now after kicking the match winner. We really appreciate your time. Great to have you back in the side too. I suppose probably a level of frustration that you've missed so much footy and just happy to be back.
Yeah, I'm stoked to be back. It was probably lingered on a little bit longer than I would have liked, so to get back in at the back end of this year, I hope my body stays strong, and I'm sure it will. I've had a good sort of block of rehab now, so yeah, I'm pretty confident that we can have a good back end of the year, so yeah, stoked.
How did the St Mary's reunion go when Werribee played Geelong last week with all those Mary's boys running around in the two teams?
Plenty around, so I knew all their names, which was good.
Who won the Battle of the Conways?
Oh, tough. Oh, well, I guess...
You better say Toby.
Yeah, They flogged us, so it's hard to say, but Big Toby's going to be a superstar, I reckon.
Yeah, Jack, your little brother, is there a bit of sibling rivalry going on there?
Not really. I've actually quite enjoyed watching him last sort of few months. It's actually been really nice, so I was thinking of him having that shot as well, because he's put a lot of time and effort to his goal kicking, so not that I have, but I was definitely thinking I need to kick this one.
It
so.
Was actually, if I was being fair, it was an absolute mung, wasn't it? But it just happened to go straight.
That's how I usually kick him, so I don't think it was too bad.
Unfortunately, Tommy couldn't get the points for Winchelsea today, but I think they gave a good account of themselves for a while against Kimberley. But
tough game against Kimberley.
Yeah, I know they're improving. Jack, well done, mate. Congratulations. Really appreciate your time on K-Rock Footy, and great to see you back, and look forward to seeing you through the run to the finals as we do it all again.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Jack Henry joining us here on K-Rock Football. Went under Jason Doherty there to launch into Jack Henry as well for Geelong Marine World. Powered by Suzuki Marine, some of the finest on-water craft you will ever see, you will find at Geelong Marine World on the Port Arlington Road at Moolup.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.